Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
KYW News Radio Original Podcasts.
Burger Time opens in Audubon, New Jersey, and their signature is crazy toppings.
Donut buns and Elio's pizzas and no rules apply, anything goes.
Also, what it's like being a first-time owner and the journey to opening a first restaurant.
This is a podcast about food in and around Philadelphia.
That's a quick, delicious, flavorful bite.
Because it was really hard for me to get into it.
Stories from behind the kitchen.
This is a wood-burning oven from Italy.
It is intense.
And hear about quirky stuff, too.
Eat a pint of ice cream as quickly as you can, and then resume the 5K.
This is What's Cooking on KYW.
I'm Hadass Kuznets in Audubon, New Jersey at 123 West Merchant Street with Dane DeMarco at the brand new Burger Time. Woohoo! So first of all, congratulations.
Thank you.
Okay, just opened. This is the first weekend that you're opening. And I understand this is also your first ownership.
Yes, this is the first place I actually own that I'm opening with my sister. And it's been an adventure, to say the least.
So how long has it taken from like the idea to now?
Well, the idea started as a pop-up over the first beginnings of the pandemic, I guess. We did it as a pop-up at South Philly Tap Room. It was successful. People have been asking me to do it, you know, as pop-up since, and it just seemed like a really good concept to bring to Audubon.
And why Audubon?
I live here.
So this is home.
This is home for me, and I'm trying to, you know, lay some foundation in the town that I'm planning on growing in and raising a family in, and just kind of lay some roots.
Congratulations. That's a big move.
Yes. Thank you.
Okay. So what did it take to get it all together? I know it's been like any first-time business owner, you know, ups and downs, trials and tribulations.
I've opened restaurants and bars, and I've been like opening chefs, but I think that there's so much that you don't see until you have to. So like a lot of things that I forgot about, or like problems that came up that like I've never had to actually deal with, you know, just being the chef for somebody else, is like, oh, now it's on the table and I have to deal with it.
So like what kinds of things as an owner do you have to deal with that you didn't have to deal with as an opening chef?
So the building I'm renting is very old, and to bring the entire building up to code was something that we had to take care of. So plumbing, electrical, ADA doors accessible, because the bathroom here had never been open to the public. It's always functioned as a takeout place, and this is the first time that it's going to be like where you can actually sit and eat. So there was a lot of changes that had to be made for the township to like allow it for the fire codes.
And then what were some of the renovations that you did here? Because it looks like, you know, painted and things were done that are a little bit new.
Yeah, so Burger Time's concept to me, so it is based around like NES 8-bit video game. Not the particular game in particular, but kind of. So I wanted to tie in bright colors and, you know, arcade fonts and bright 90s nostalgia throwback, things like that. So we threw up some bright paint colors, added a wraparound countertop so people can actually sit and dine and in an open kitchen, watch everything kind of go down, put on a show essentially. Yeah, just kind of updating the building and making it cool and quirky, which is like to match the food that we're going to be putting out here as well.
All right, let's talk about the cool and quirky food.
So I like to say it's putting the fun between the bun with super glizzies, which is like hot dogs, and banging burgers. We're going to be putting over the top toppings. So, you know, donut buns and Elio's pizzas and, you know, crazy concoctions, like no rules apply, anything goes kind of situation.
What are the craziest burgers on your opening menu?
So we have it's called the Morning After Burger. It's pork roll, egg and cheese, on donuts with pressed tater tot patty. So it's like everything you would get at a brunch space, or like, you know, if you're like having a rough morning after a late night, it'll cure all that.
Everything all rolled into one exactly. Kind of sandwich type of burger thing.
Yeah, and then, you know, kind of throw back the 90s nostalgia, you know, kid vibes. We have a Skedio dog. We're using Sabret all natural beef hot dogs, split top rolls that I'm cutting myself into the rolls because it's got to be substantial to hold up to the toppings. We're topping it off with house-made SpaghettiOs.
This is the menu of a true latchkey kid.
Yes, yes, exactly. Like, I want you to like come in and like have some fun and, you know, kind of just forget about your cares and just be taken back.
Watch TV, play video games, mom, dad are at work, and you have to pop the can of SpaghettiOs.
Yeah, and then while you're at it, you can, you know, wash it all down with a overly sugared, you know, ice cream float.
So you got the ice cream machine in here.
Yeah, we got the ice cream machine, keeping it simple with chocolate and rainbow jimmies, cones and cups, and then also you can add it to funnel cake, because come on, who doesn't love funnel cake? And ice cream floats.
And you have any regular burgers?
Yeah. We have, I mean, there's something for everyone. You want a plain burger, you're a kid. You want a plain hot dog. We have all of that. You know, one of our signature burgers, we're calling the Good Burger. It's essentially, you know, lettuce, tomato, onion, pickles. We do a 10K sauce instead of a Thousand Island. It's gold, so that's why we call it 10K. And you can add a little crunch on there with some potato chips. But it's like a classic burger, just like, with some fun. And the majority of the menu is available vegan or vegetarian. I'm actually working on a second ice cream machine to be able to offer, you know, vegan options for that as well.
Awesome. So you can have vegan burgers, vegan ice cream?
Yeah. So right now I'd say about 90% of the menu is vegetarian. About 75% of it can be made fully vegan. So there is a little bit of something for everybody. If you eat meat and your friend doesn't, you guys can both come here and have, you know, a really awesome meal.
Good to know.
Yeah. So I love vegans. I have tons of friends who are. So I try to be really inclusive with my food.
Nice. What's your favorite part about the place?
I guess my favorite part about the place is I have free range to do what I want. Like I said, with the anything rules, anything goes, no rules apply. I can be as creative as I want and no one can tell me I can't. It's me.
The best part about ownership, right?
Yeah, the best part about ownership. I don't really have to listen. I can just do what I want.
Now, how have you been doing with hiring? I know a lot of people have had an issue throughout the pandemic, which who knows when it's ever ending.
Yeah, if it's ever ending. I haven't really had any issues, so I'm fortunate enough by moving to Audubon. I was blessed with the greatest neighbor of all time. Mike has been extremely helpful, and his son has come and helped out a lot with, you know, getting the place together cosmetically, helping build things and, you know, do some things that needed assistance. So I'm actually, his son is one of my guys, and my nephew actually is coming in too. So I got two green 16-year-olds, and I can't wait to teach them the ropes and, you know, show them how it's done.
That's the way to do it. Get them early, right? So they feel a loyalty.
Teach them young, and then we teach them the way you want things done. You know, they're not jaded or burnt out yet.
Nice. Now, last time we spoke, we did like a whole podcast about your transition, your trans, and I want to add that as a bonus podcast. That was when you were still oversaw Sunny's Cocktail Joints kind of reboot. I know that a lot has happened since then. You want to kind of keep us up to date here?
So I'm still currently involved with the Hawthorns Group, overseeing Sunny's and Wine Dive, hopefully getting Grace and Proper up and running for them real soon, as well as, you know, bringing some attention back to Hawthorns and kind of updating a little bit and just working with that group in particular and updating their menu. Since then, I've also been chosen as the chef in residency for Pride Month in June at Volver, where I have a 4-week residency of a menu I get to create with Jose Garces, where people can come, you know, to the Kimmel Center before or after show for dinner. And it's an actual fundraiser that will help raise some funds to, I'm doing that one for a hoagie concept that I also have in the works with Garces Foundation. So it's like a fundraiser to help aspiring chefs basically get something going, like a project.
Amazing. Wonderful. So you're going to raise money and that's going
to
help.
I'm hoping it will go towards the second concept.
Okay. To be determined, to be announced at some point, right?
At some point.
Anything else you want to say about just the transition and support for other trans people? I mean, I think it's great that you're so open and honest and visible to people that maybe are a little timid.
I mean, essentially, I just walk out into the world every day like everybody else. I feel like you just got to walk the walk you want to walk and just take it.
How long has it been now?
It'll be a year next month.
Wow.
Yeah.
Time flies.
Yeah, time definitely flies.
How has your life changed?
I'd actually be interested to hear the difference of August, my voice sounding on talking with you, to now.
Hormones?
Yeah, from, you know, hormone treatments and testosterone.
Has the world treated you different now in this past year? Have you noticed differences?
No.
No.
Not really, no.
Well, you're in your circle, right? You got your people around you, your family, your work.
I have a lot of support from the people close to me, you know, friends, family. Everyone's been really supportive. You know, everyone in town is learning. It's the best way to put it.
Okay. And you've been busy, obviously.
Yeah, I've been busy between, you know, still help like being at Sunny's and Wine Dive and trying to get this going at the same time. It's definitely been a hectic couple of months.
Awesome. Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
What do you want to tell people about Burger Time before we wrap up this podcast?
I can't wait to feed you guys and put some fun food out there for you.
What are your hours?
We are open Wednesday to Sunday, open at 11. Most days close at 8, Fridays and Saturdays till 10.
All right, Dane DeMarco, D. DeMarco here in Audubon with Burger Time. Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you.
That's it for this episode of What's Cooking on KYW. You can follow the show and get other delicious tidbits on Instagram at foodinthe215. And follow me on Twitter and Facebook for more news and insights at Hadas Kuznets. If you have a food tip or feedback about the show, reach out. And please take a moment to help us by rating and reviewing the show on iTunes. It helps us to keep making the podcast and get it to new listeners. I'm Hadas Kuznets, and that's What's Cooking.
Is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.